Bear Podcast 323.
Eastern Standard Time, where you're at.
What?
You're so far out of the loop.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I'm reading that far. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Welcome to episode 323. And yeah, we have a special episode today because we have Marv from Austin to talk about Bears versus Gaysians that is happening in Austin on June 26th.
We're gonna be talking about some Gaysians on some bear.
Yeah.
Namely me.
Uh-huh. And probably Asian, namely me, I guess. Yeah. Okay, so how about some weekend updates, Ray? What did you do? Anything? Did you do anything special this weekend?
I rearranged my living room.
Yeah, I saw that. I like it. It's more space, and it's a good angle. Everybody could watch easily. It's not too flat. Hey, what happened to your audio?
What?
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I was just letting you talk.
Oh, have you been pressing the thingy? Okay.
No.
Oh, okay. It's a kind of shift.
Would you like me to press your thingy?
No, don't. Well, I okay.
Ooh. That's what I thought.
I'm so easy.
But no, I don't know. I got a wild, even wilder hair up my ass this weekend, and I was just like, I can't stand this anymore because I had this huge projection screen TV, and it was like a monolith in the middle of my living room. So now I did the ultimate. I put it catty-cornered in the corner, back off, away from everything. Mm-hmm. And move some chairs around, and I have all kind of room, and the room's even cooler. It feels like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I mean, feeling wise, is temperature wise, because it was the living room in my apartment stays kind of warm. So I don't know if the TV was blocking the air from circulating or what, but it's
so it felt cooler.
To me, it did this weekend. But ever since I moved around, it's felt different. So. And then the person that was here this weekend on Sunday night with us was like, oh, this looks nice. And I was like, and I almost bit off their head because I was like, you know, I wanted to do this when I moved in, but you were telling me it was not very gay friendly. It was not looking gay.
It's not gay enough. It's too much.
Not gay enough. And blah, blah. And I was just like, what do you mean? So I moved it this weekend and I made myself happy and it looks great.
Ray's place is not gay enough. Right. Okay. So. Well, good for you. You did some redecorating, but for me, I was out with Mike actually this weekend. Last weekend, I went to Orlando to see my sister, and I went to Daytona. That was Orlando, and then I drove to Daytona to meet up with Mike. The beach there is pretty nice.
Well, of course, on that side.
Yeah, on that side of the Gulf. Yeah, not
much
Gulf.
On the other side.
I mean, Atlantic. Yeah,
it's a wonderful president talked about tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. What happened there was, you saw my picture. I was working on my tan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you doing on a nude beach?
A nude beach.
You were naked.
No, I was not naked. I was just shirtless. No, I was not naked.
His wiener was blowing in the wind, folks.
I wish.
I will put the pics on Flickr and so that everybody see it.
Okay. I guess you can. But it's a very family-friendly beach. I don't know. Maybe our listeners have tried jogging. Just wearing sneakers and running at the beach, but all naked except for sneakers.
Oh, I can't do that.
You can't do that?
What?
It's kind of weird running around in the nude. But yeah, it's a fun weekend with Mike. It's a, Daytona. It's supposedly the world's most famous beach. There's a big sign that says that, but
I think it's more famous because the Daytona 500 more than anything.
Yes, which is actually we went to the tracks. Well,
oh,
just outside the tracks.
Oh, redneck!
Oh yeah, I felt very butch there. When I got there, I suddenly grew a mullet. But when I was there, we wanted to go in, but to get in, you have to pay $24.
To do the tour?
To tour inside to see the museum or display or whatever they have inside. We didn't go in because for $10, sure. 15, maybe. 24, that's way too much.
It is the Daytona 500. And if you're a true NASCAR fan, that is nothing.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, but
but see, had you planned your trip better, and went this weekend, you could have went to Harry Potter.
Oh, that's right. If they did it a week after,
get near Universal Studios this week, this coming weekend.
That's what I missed. That's what you've been telling me about. June 18th supposed to be Harry Potter's exhibit. Not exhibit, but it's a theme park. Yeah,
opens at Universal Studios.
Yeah, my sister was also looking forward to it, but I did not come to the right weekend. But it's okay. Maybe there will be another time. So that was Daytona. And then, you know, okay, Ray, I don't know if I told you, but I did post this on Facebook, but I got a call. I got a call from my brother-in-law telling me that my sister was in the emergency room. So I had to drive back to Orlando from Daytona. So she's all okay. Yeah, I'd like to thank those people who posted well wishes to my sister. She's doing fine now. She's doing great. I think she's back to work. It's just one of those chest pains that cannot be explained. I think I had this a couple of years. I had this a couple of years ago. I had a chest pain, but they did a lot of tests, and there were nothing wrong with my heart or anything, or blood work and everything. There's nothing wrong.
It could have been a panic attack. It could have been anything.
Yes,
she was probably just missing you and wanted you back with her.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it may have been a panic attack. So it's kind of may have been a muscle thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's.
What was Mike doing in Daytona?
He's there for a conference. So we planned this last year. He was telling me last year that, planet in 2010 to go to Daytona because I'll be having a conference. That's what he said. So sure, okay. So this has been a long been planned. It's been planned since last year, so we did go. And, you know, on the way back, flying back from Orlando, so we have to go through the Gulf, we could see the oil spill. It's really bad. It's really bad. And there are boats around. And in the Gulf, Gulfie got the captain of the plane, in the loudspeaker, just told us that if you look at the right, you'll see some boats, and you can see the oil spill. So it's really sad. It's really sad.
Or did you see the president's speech tonight about it?
Oh no, I didn't.
He addressed the nation, and BP will pay.
They will pay,
and we're going to change things, and we got to get off dependence on oil. We got to find new forms of energy. This is only this is the tip of the iceberg, folks. This kind of stuff is doing. So if you weren't depending on oil, blah blah blah. So yeah, a lot of good things. So we'll see how it all works out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's I hope everything will do. Will work out. But I have friends who want to go to New Orleans to volunteer to volunteer. They said, I want to volunteer because I saw those pelicans, those ducks covered in oil. Yeah, you have to be certified to do those things. For you to volunteer, you need to be certified. You need to have some kind of permit. You just can't go there and grab a duck and clean it. No, you don't. You have to be certified.
I think you mentioned that tonight that they were getting people on the ground and to get volunteers lined up and get them trained to handle the situation. So
yeah, you need to be trained.
Keep an eye out. I'm sure that in those states they're going to start posting stuff that they need volunteers to come down, and you have to go through a training class. Then you have to wear your protective gear and get your dove out and wash a duck.
Mm-hmm. Wash your duck. Nice. But anyway, okay, that's really sad. But anyway, let's move on. Let's move on.
Well, let's go to the big thing that happened to you this weekend, or happened to your team this weekend.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, Sunday. As soon as I landed, I had to drive all the way to the softball field, and our team, the Wave, won the playoffs.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm really glad we won the playoffs. There are five of us who want to get the berth to go to the Gate World Series that will be in Columbus, Ohio on August 16th. Oh, well, 16th, wait, 15th. It was August 14th to the 20th, something like that. So, that's what's going to happen. our team is going to Columbus, Ohio to play at the Gay World Series. So, yay!
Yay!
Hey, I'm glad. It's the second year. We won last year. We fought hard last year. And today, and this, and last Sunday, we fought really hard also. And it's great. We're glad we're going to, we get to get a chance to play there at the World Series. And I'll probably podcast there again. So we'll see. I'm excited about that. Okay. So shall we move on? Let's go to our guest. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So who are we having? We're having Marv.
Marvin the Martian?
No, not Marvin the Martian. Marv from Austin.
Oh, Marv from Austin.
Marv. And he's going to talk about bears versus Gaysians.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Wolf, what a bear.
Hey, everyone. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and joining us today is Marv from Austin. Welcome to the show, Marv.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, it's exciting. I've been reading about, you know, following you on Facebook, and we heard about bears versus Gaysians. So, okay. So, we were talking about this a while ago, and what exactly is this event that you guys are going to hold very soon?
Well, my friend Ben is booking for this bar, Cheer Up Charlie's, here in Austin. Not to be confused with Charlie's Lounge, which is more of like a gay nightclub-y kind of situation. And Cheer Up Charlie's is more of, like 2 months ago, it was a Tejano bar.
Oh,
and,
okay.
It got purchased, and it's sort of, it's not really a gay bar. It's more of like a bi bar. If that makes any sense.
Is that the one with the Tuesday steak nights? No, that's different.
So.
Oh, it's a different one. Okay.
Cheer Up Charlie's is like their food selection is there's some food trucks outside.
Okay.
It's a really small place. Most of the parties take place outside, and there's a lot of food trucks, and there's usually vegan, a lot of vegan cuisine, a lot of hipsters hang out around there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's. A real odd mix of people. And so my friend Ben, who's a Gaysian, was looking for this place, and he's looking for ideas, and we...
Love the name Gaysians.
You know, I just thought it'd be funny to do a Bears and Gaysians kind of get-together. He's the one who started calling it Bears versus Gaysians.
Okay, there's nothing...
I wanted to be like Bears and Gaysians, like getting together, but he wanted to make it kind of a dance-off.
Oh, okay. I always thought there's some kind of a fight or something or a contest, but it's a dance off. Okay, right.
Yeah, but even then, I don't know how serious the dance off part of it's going to be.
Yeah, probably it's something like a, you know, like you said, it's just a get together. Well, Ray, don't you wish to be there, Ray, right now?
I wish. Of course, to do this the weekend, I'm going to be out of town and can't be there.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's a weekend.
Well, if it goes over well, I think we'll be doing them again if it's a success. So.
Okay. If it's not it's a holiday week. I think it happens next week. Or next week or 2 weeks from now?
It's
26. Okay. That's also Houston Pride, as far as I know.
Oh.
Yeah, so it really clashes with the Houston events also. So. Yeah, if it's not Pride Weekend here in Houston, I would definitely go there. I wanted to see how big the party would be. But let me ask you: how big is the gay population for Gaysians population there? You said there's a lot.
You know, it's really funny because we just had our Pride event last weekend, and it was. It was surprising. We had kind of an alternate event. Austin, being in Houston, you guys know that Austin's kind of the more snowy sort of situation up here. There's a lot of, like, activism, and it's all very well-meaning and stuff. So there was actually our Pride event, and then there was an alternate Pride event because some of the alternate gays in town felt like it wasn't, like, they co-opted the Pride event too much. They held their alternate event called Queer Bomb, and there were, I actually wasn't able to go to it because I had a thing I had to do, But I saw pictures from it, and I saw there were tons of Gaijins, tons of Gaijins. So there's a really huge Gaijin population here.
Damn it, Maynard, I'm moving to Austin.
There you go. Austin, Ray's in, yeah.
He's yeah, it's too bad. I wish I'd known that this was Houston Pride. I really, because this event seems like it's tailor-made for you guys.
I know, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, because I'm into bears, race into chasers or Asians in general. Yeah, but that would be so much of a big fit for both of us. But I guess you guys are you guys planning to do it again sometime this year?
If it's really successful, we'll definitely do it again. And we've got ideas for even more specialized and weird. I want to kind of do a muscle bears versus vegans. Kind of thing, because there's enough vegans and a lot of vegans hang out at this bar.
Really?
And of course, you know, it serves my own purposes to get all the muscle bears out there, so it's a win-win. I sent you a copy of the poster, and people can find it if they just look up Cheer Up Charlie's or through the Bear Podcast page on Facebook. They can find it. We really want to invite everybody. I'd love to see some straight people just show up for this because it's going to be a freaky scene. I kind of imagine it. You guys remember the B-52's Love Shack video?
Yes.
Yeah.
I picture being that kind of a crowd where it's just, you know, crazy trannies and old, like, straight guys and, you know, any minute just in walks Black George Washington.
Yeah,
go any direction.
I'm imagining it's going to be, Asians will be like geishas. Do you think somebody's going to be wearing a geisha outfit there? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
I hope so.
I hope so.
Ben and I were co-promoting it.
Uh-huh.
I made him a T-shirt that says "Honorary Bear," and I made one for myself that says "Honorary Geishan."
For that
one night. We'll kind of see what it's like to live on the other side, and I'm excited, frankly.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. It must be nice to attend. So, how many do you expect are coming? Because I found out about this actually from my friend Jeff and Chops. So they were telling me about just this event. You gotta talk to the guy from Bears versus Geishas because you know it's gonna be in Austin and they're going to be attending it. And so I found you out. Found out about you know this event and I found you. So yeah, shout out to Jeff and Chops. They helped me out to get in contact with you. So yeah, how many do you expect are coming to this event? Really
I know there's about 90 RSVPs on the Facebook page, but I don't really go by that.
Yeah, there could be more.
A lot of the people I hope it'll be more. A lot of the people who said yes to the Facebook page are actually not in Austin, and some of them are thousands of miles away, and I don't anticipate her making the trip just for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure that like a lot of those. I mean, it's nice. I'm glad some, you know, I sent it out to all of my friends, so there's, you know, gay guys in the Philippines who I'm sure would love to come.
Oh.
I'm not going to make the trip just for that. That's an awfully long flight for one party.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that could spend the week with me.
We also put some flyers out at Queer Bomb and stuff. So
okay.
I think it'll be, you know, a good crowd, 100 maybe.
Yeah, let's hope so.
People,
is this
which for that bar is a lot of people. It's a small place.
Yeah, is this a fundraiser or some sort, or is this really a get together?
It's you know, it's just a get together.
Really? Okay.
We had no altruistic vision for it.
It's just guys having fun, which yeah, just like anybody.
We totally did it in the name of pure hedonistic fun.
Ooh, I love the way you think.
Well, I must say, Marvin, the videos that you've been posting on Facebook about the gays, the bears versus the Gaijins has been pretty funny.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, YouTube is a good place to. Like if you just start putting in Gaijins or bears dancing, like you can lose a good portion of your lifetime on YouTube.
Just watching all of them.
Just watching that stuff because it's hysterical. The self-identified Gaijins are always funny. I didn't put it because it wasn't necessarily pertinent, but there's a really funny clip of a self-identifying Gaijin that was on Tyra, that was hysterical. I'd never heard the term potato queen before. Have you guys heard that?
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with those. Potato queens, rice queens, taco queens. Yeah. That's a lot of those.
I had never heard of a potato queen.
Yeah.
That just seems like such a hilarious. I don't know. That's.
But you know, if it's
hurtful.
I know. But I've talked about this in the show before, a long time before. But you know, potato queens. You know, white guy. Asian guys who, or anyone who likes white guys, and rice queens are white guys who like Asians, stuff like that. So there's also sticky rice. Or Asian for Asian, sure. And mashed potatoes for white guys. So,
sure.
Yeah, this is
another term. And Spanish rice.
I have a friend who's of Chinese descent, but he was raised in Costa Rica. So does that make him Spanish rice?
Spanish rice?
I don't know.
I don't know about that race.
That makes him jambalaya.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. That makes it, well, and that makes sense because he was actually born in Louisiana, but raised in Costa Rica, and he's Chinese. So He's like a buffet, I guess.
What's a buffet? That's weird. Wait. I'm sorry. He's Chinese, but he was born and raised in Louisiana. Okay.
Yeah. Well, he was born in Louisiana, raised in Costa Rica.
Raised in Costa Rica.
And,
okay.
Yeah. Really, really interesting.
Very interesting
character. And he just moved out to San Francisco. He wanted to come out for the party, but that's also Houston Pride and San Francisco Pride are happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Although, to me, isn't San Francisco Pride, isn't that kind of redundant? Do they really need a day for that?
Yeah, I know. You're right. Yeah.
That's like every frigging day.
So, how about you? Are you very active in the bear group there? What is the bear group there? Lone Star Bears or...
There are two bear groups, and I'm not really active. I sent out invites to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're the Lone Star Bears and the Heart of Texas Bears, and I know a lot of the guys involved with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly think part of what's happening, is sort of in a larger sense, is the membership may not necessarily even be declining with the groups. I just get the sense that people don't feel the need to identify with them as much because... as being like gay and even bear identified is becoming so much more mainstream. I mean, you're seeing references to it in mainstream culture. I think people are joining the groups less and less, and the groups are not necessarily less relevant. They still do a lot of good things, philanthropic wise, and I think there'll always be a place for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they're becoming a little bit anachronistic as it's becoming less of a subculture.
Yeah, it's becoming too popular.
They're thought of, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. I think bears are just so common. We don't weird people out.
Mm-hmm.
Like furries, I think we are a long way away from having mainstream acceptance because they're weird.
Yeah.
But I think us as I hope I didn't offend any of your furry
listeners.
We have.
I believe there is one. I think
is there?
There was one we were supposed to interview a couple of years ago, but I don't know if he he was also a member of the Bears, and he visited us once, and we're supposed to have him on the show.
Well,
but anyway, it's okay.
His bear part isn't weird, but the furry thing it still freaks a lot of people out. I don't necessarily
it does.
Think it's weird. I just think it's whimsical.
Race into furries.
Wow.
So Ray, are you into furries, Ray?
Depends on what they look like under the fur.
Oh, that's right. But you like them smooth. Oh, no,
not necessarily. I like them hairy.
You like them hairy too? Okay. Okay, so actually here in Houston, we have a Asian group, an Asians and Friends of Houston, and the bear group.
Asians and Bears.
Asians and Bears. The members are bears now. Yeah, that and the Houston era bears are pretty much active. And You know what, Ray? We should clash the groups too. Houston Area Bears and Asians and Friends Houston. The same way Marv here is doing in Austin. Something probably a Houston version of it, or maybe just even a get together. But because for one thing, with Asians, it always revolves around food and parties and food and get together, but not necessarily dances. I don't know. Not here in Houston, but. But over there in Austin, I guess it's very popular among the Gaysians to be in a dance party or something. So that's going to be on June 26th, right?
June 26th. June 26th. Saturday night starts at 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. And I sense it's going to be a real barn burner of an event. We're trying to whip up some surprises.
Okay.
For the evening, just to kind of make it as outrageous and fun as humanly possible.
Okay. Nice. All right. So how can they find you on the web? Is it just on the Facebook page?
Yeah, it's the Facebook page. And if they just look up Bears versus Gaysians, and it's B-A-R-Z, and then V-S, period, and then G-A-Y-Z, NS, which these are both Ben's ways of spelling Bears.
That's how the way you spell it, okay?
Yeah, I think he was just trying to be. I don't know. Ben is a real amazing character. He's a terrific artist, and also we've had a lot of help from Nakia Reynoso, who's a musician.
Yep.
He's going to be there.
Nakia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know him.
We had a lot of help from. Yeah. Masashi Nuwano, who actually is the Gaysian dressed as a bear in the poster.
Ah, okay.
And he was going to be there, but he just got a job running the San Francisco Asian American Film Festival, so he just moved out to San Francisco yesterday.
Oh, he's going to miss his own party.
Unfortunately.
Well, so, well,
hopefully we'll be able to throw another one and you can come back for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just let us know. Just let us know, and probably we can talk about it again. And if it doesn't clash with anything here in Houston, I would probably go. I'd like to go to Austin again because I have a.
Oh, even if Pride was going on this weekend, I'd go to Austin for this if I was in town.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I sense it'll be a success, and if it is, it'll definitely happen again.
Yes,
I'm sure of it. So.
Good luck with that. Yes, I hope you guys do well in that event. Well, Marv, thank you very much in joining us in the show, and it's always good to interview people from different cities, and I'm glad you could join us.
You bet. Thanks for having me on the Bear Podcast.
Let's talk about Gaysians on bears. namely Gaysians on me. How about that?
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. Okay, so Bears versus Gaysians on June 26th. You guys just check it out. It's going to be in I'll put the links on the website for you guys to check out the events, and Marv will be updating. If you're in Facebook, please do follow these two become a fan or like the page for that event. Okay, so links will be on the website. All right, so let's move on. How about a TV show we did last Sunday that we've been waiting for a long time, right?
You mean True Blood?
True Blood. Oh, wait, I have to say it right. True Blood. That's how I say it all the time.
Whenever
I talk,
the Count from Sesame Street?
I know. That's how I always say it. Yeah, so True Blood.
First of all, let's say spoiler alert.
I know what you're thinking.
You need to stop here and fast forward.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
But I know what you're thinking, Ray.
The shower scene between Bill and Sam. It made me moist.
Yes. So many gay people just became moist on that segment.
The reaction in this living room where everybody was here watching, they were like, this ain't really happening. And then it, and we were all just like, But I must say, Eric's ass.
Oh, yeah. He's all over again. Yeah, of course, Ray's all over Eric's ass.
I just wanted him to bend over and kiss Suki's feet, and I fall to my knees behind those gorgeous white orbs and eat like it was a Chinese buffet in Vegas.
Oh, my God. Eric, the Viking. Mm-hmm.
With a nice, smooth ass. Mm-hmm.
You know what? They should put more bears in True Blood. The nearest bear that they've ever had. Well, let me see. The sheriff. The sheriff is the broken arm.
Yep.
What's his name?
Andy,
yeah, he's pretty much the...
He's a bear.
He's a bear.
Well,
bear.
In the original opening episode, there's a big old bear that was in the store that was a vampire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, in the first two episodes.
So.
Yeah, there was a bear. But, okay, you, Ray, have been reading all the Suki Stackhouse books.
Yeah.
And do you think that this part is consistent?
They're starting to deviate a lot from what the books were. So,
oh, okay, all right.
I mean, they're still following some of the storyline stuff, but and they're going to pick some more of it up in this season,
mm-hmm.
like Tara falling in love with the vampire.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm looking forward to that mm-hmm.
because by this time in the series, Lafayette's dead.
What?
Yeah, Lafayette, I think, got killed.
I don't think they're going to kill him in this. I don't think here in the TV series, I don't think they're going to kill him. I hope not.
But in the books, Lafayette was dead after the first book, I think. He was one of the first ones that got murdered or something like that. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank you for spoiling it, Ray.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, it's deviating from the books.
Yeah, so it's really different. Yeah. I hope
they
don't
are bringing
kill
the wolves in this season, so that should be interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's always like that. Whenever it's vampires, there's always wolves involved. What is that? Underworld, and what else? Twilight, of course. Oh, don't get me started with Twilight.
I've seen the new trailer with them half naked in it.
And again, there are no bears, so I'm really disappointed with Twilight. But I'll still watch it. I'll still watch it with you, Ray. I'll still go for it and watch it because you just have to.
Yeah.
I want to see what all these crazy girls are screaming about. So
crazy girls, I mean all these gay guys going there watching it screaming.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
Girls.
Like girls.
We also got a new vampire show starting called The Gates. Now, I'm trying to remember when that starts.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that on TV. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so okay, that's TV shows. How about a movie that's coming up? Okay, I want to mention this. It's actually Avatar: The Last Airbender. We talked about it some time ago, but what I want to emphasize now is that I myself am watching the TV series, the anime on Netflix. So if you guys have Netflix, and you can watch it on demand, you can watch it on streaming, live streaming on your Netflix. Just go to netflix.com and just log in, and you'll be able to watch it. Watch the whole series of Avatar: The Last Airbender, and that's going to be on July 2nd, right, Ray?
Yes.
But July 2nd, I'll be out of town. I'll be in Dallas.
I'll be out of town too. I'll be on my way back to town.
Okay, so I guess we both won't be able to watch it that weekend.
Yeah. So The Gates starts this Sunday.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
It's another vampire. Ray, aren't you fed up with all these vampires? What is your attraction to these vampires?
If it's a vampire show, there's usually hot guys.
Okay, that's all right. If it's a vampire show, there's always hot guys. All right. So that's how you look at it. Okay.
So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, that's The Gates. Okay, we'll probably DVR it or probably watch it online. Where is it? ABC.
ABC.
Oh, ABC.
The plot's this Sunday. The pilot is this Sunday. The Monahan family moves into a new home in an exclusive community called The Gates. Things become complicated when the father, the new chief of police, must investigate neighbors in the missing persons case. On his first day on the job, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The Gates, another vampire movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so. A TV show, I mean, TV show. Anyway, okay, so, we better close this very soon, but before we go, I just want to say the iPhone 4 will be coming out next week, and I've been saving up for this. I am getting one. I just pre-ordered this morning, and right after I pre-ordered, everything crashed. I mean, I was already done, and I get all these messages or news on my Twitter feed saying that it's down. AT&T could not handle the volume, and there's just so many people who are pre-ordering it, and the website and AT&T website went down. It's a good thing it was already done. So yeah. So that I'm looking forward to this, and I'm going to, I don't know if I should I'm planning to give my 3G right now. I have the 3G phone and give it to my hubby, to Mike. So if he wants it, yeah, but I could make him use my phone. So however the new iPhone 4 is going to have that front facing camera, so I don't know if I can do that with Mike. I can't. I guess if they have the application, he can probably focus on the camera at the back and focus it on the mirror because there's no front facing camera. So I don't know, it's just probably a wild idea. You're not going to upgrade yet, are you?
No, I just actually I had Ling Ling come over last night and he helped me with
get my
3G phone that I just got, that John, the hand-me-down from John, got it straightened out, and it's like buzzing, it's flying through applications today. It's so much better. So thank you, Jeremy, for coming over and doing that.
Nice
for making me moist.
Grindr would be working so well with you now.
It is working so much better now. Yes, Grindr and Boy Ahoy, that's the new one I found, so which is better than Grindr, I think. So
Boy Ahoy, a new Grindr app style. Okay, that's good.
And speaking of vampires, before we get off totally off the subject, does anybody, if y'all have never heard of an organization called Nifty, go to it. It's let me get the link. I got it right here. Where's my link? My Kingdom for a link to Nifty.
Mm-hmm. Go look for it first because I have an announcement.
Okay, make the announcement.
Okay.
All right, got it.
Okay, got it. Okay, go ahead if you got it.
All right. Nifty is nifty.guiltygroups.com. And what it is Nifty is a, let's see,
it's a group of vampires, vampire lovers.
No.
A group. It's a
Nifty
group.
Is an online archive of gay stories written by anybody and anyone.
All right.
And there's all kinds. There's adult friends, adult youth, athletics, authoritarian, beginnings, camping. There's all kind of different types of gay stories. There's even a whole huge section of science fiction and fantasy. And if you go to Nifty and go in there, it's free. You can go in there and read it. People write this stuff. Some of them are good. Some of them are like just horrible. But some of them are incredible.
Oh.
I'm in the science fiction and fantasy section right now, reading one about called iVampire.
iVampire. Is it like a spin-off of iRobot?
Yeah. Mm. So
iVampire.
Mm. Yeah. So it's quite interesting, and there's a whole section in here too that I was reading a long time ago that I hadn't got back to, that I need to finish to see if the guy finished it. On like the whole Dragon series, like the Anne McCafferty Dragon series. Okay. That was a whole gay takeoff of that. That was quite interesting. Mm-hmm. So I got to go find that and see what's going on with that. Because people write some of this stuff and then they come back to it and then they add stuff to it down the road and stuff. So, but it's some quite interesting reading here. And the archive goes all the way back to 2002, I think. I think it's some earlier stuff in there, earlier than that. So
it's like NaNoWriMo, but they're just taking their time, I guess. Hmm.
Well, I mean, it's just like people submit stories. I mean, it's like if you had a story that you wanted to write, say if you want to write a story about incest, there's incest stories. If you want to tell historical stories, you know, about gay stuff, camping, adult and youth stories, you know, adult friends, and all kind of stuff. So. I mean, there's all kind of different stories in here. So, but it's a great place if you broke and you don't have money to go buy a book, and you have yet to get a library card in City of Houston to go read free stories. Mm-hmm. And they're online, and you can get them anywhere. So,
okay. Well, yeah. So, give me the linky so we can share it to our listeners. It'd be great to share it. And maybe I can check it out too. Okay, how about my announcement? My announcement is next week is, actually next Sunday, is Father's Day. And we're going to have a special guest. And I've been working on this. I've been planning this for some time now. He's actually a straight guy. So back off, guys. He's straight. But he's actually the father of... his name is Jay Phillips. And his father, he's the father of Will Phillips, who was on CNN a couple of months ago because Will, the kid, stood up... not stood up, but refused to say the Pledge of Allegiance because of, you know, the part there that says... equality. What is it, Ray, again? How does the... I can't remember the Pledge of Allegiance right now.
Man, you just became a citizen.
I know. I can't remember that part. But I didn't get to memorize it too well. But yeah, it's because there's no equality. There's no real equality. And Will didn't want to say it, to recite it because of... gays and lesbians do not have the right to marry. So that's yeah. So anyway, going back to the guest that we're gonna have next week, that's still the plan. So we're gonna have Jay Phillips. He's the father, and he's very active in the supporting GLBT rights, and he's been, you know, marching and doing flash mobs and in support of LGBT. So appreciate the Jay to be joining us next week. So that's the plan.
Oh, and, cool.
Yeah, so Ray, so we can ask him. We can actually I think he's gonna be the first straight guy we're gonna have in the show. So I'm looking forward to it. So let's see how it goes. Okay. All right, so let's wrap this up. Thank you everyone for listening. If you want to contact us, email us at show@bearpodcast.com, or you can email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Or how about the voicemail line, Ray? What's the voicemail line, Ray?
Oh, yeah, that thing. You can call us on the voicemail line at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Leave your voice comments, and we'll play them on the show.
Yep. And subscribe by iTunes. You can find us on iTunes. Just search for Bear Podcast, one word. Okay, you can Google us. We're in the top one right now. But the if you Google Bear Podcast, it's going to be the top result. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. And follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And if you go to the Bear Podcast website and you can see this episode, you can just, there's a link there for retweeting. You can retweet this if you have a Twitter account. You can retweet this episode. Okay, so Ray, what you going to do this weekend?
Sit at home.
Sit at home. I'll be sitting at home.
Oh no, we'll get the Bear Watch wrap up meeting Saturday, so I got to cook for that.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's what's gonna happen this Thursday. It's a good thing you reminded me. I knew there's something gonna happen this Thursday. So it's
on
another
Thursday.
Is it Thursday? Sunday. That's Sunday.
Saturday. Read your emails, Maynard. You have an iPhone. Why don't you put this stuff in your calendar so it reminds you?
Maybe because I don't have the iPhone 4 yet.
I don't think that's going to have anything to do with it, because I think you can do the exact same thing with it.
I know. Okay, fine. Saturday. Okay, thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.